Lecture 23, FELTs, Founder of Radical Democracy.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. In our last lecture, I mentioned briefly the context of the legislation of FELTs in 462 BC, that this took place 2 years before the so-called First Peloponnesian War that broke out in 460. Before we can better understand many of the Athenian actions in the Peloponnesian War, we need to understand how FELTs' legislation changed political life in Athens, and how politicians could then rise to political power in the assembly because of what he did. So in this lecture, we'll look at the background to FELTs' legislation, and then examine what he did in more detail. Thanks to the imperialistic politics of leaders like Themistocles and Cimon, Athens became very powerful, very wealthy, and acquired more allies in its Delian League. This we have talked about before. But also, as we've said before, Athenian policy towards Sparta, which was polarized in the policies of Themistocles and Cimon, was playing as much a role in political affairs as policy was towards Persia. Themistocles was an imperialist. He didn't care about upsetting the Spartans. Cimon, on the other hand, was passive in his relations with Sparta. He didn't want conflict to arise between Athens and Sparta, despite the Spartans' attitude to the growth of the Delian League. They were not happy about this, for obvious reasons. They would see that it would threaten their own hegemony of the Peloponnesian League at some stage. The different policies of these two powerful men, that's Themistocles and Cimon, led to Themistocles' ostracism in 471. And with Themistocles gone, the spotlight now shone solely on Cimon. As we've seen, Cimon was very active in the 460s. He went on the offensive a number of times against Persian influence in Greece and along the Hellespont, that crucial area on the corn route from the Black Sea to Athens. Then in 462, Cimon led a force of 4,000 hoplite soldiers to Sparta. Is he about to declare war on Sparta, I hear you ask? And the answer is no, quite the reverse. In 464, 2 years earlier, a major earthquake had wreaked havoc in the Peloponnese. Many Spartans were killed. Probably casualties were in the four figures. And included among the dead was the entire cadet corps of the Spartan army. This was the Ephebs. And if you remember, it was the age range from about 14 to 20. So that entire cadet corps was wiped out in the earthquake. Imagine the problems this would cause for Spartan manpower. To make matters worse, the Helots seized the opportunity of the chaos that was caused by this earthquake and they revolted. They fortified Mount Ithome in northern Messenia, turning this place into a stronghold, and they prepared to resist Spartan attacks to the end. The Spartans were hard-pressed to deal with the Helots, and in desperation, they sought help from other members of the old Hellenic League. Now, this was the one that had been set up in 481 when Xerxes first arrived in Greece. It consisted of 31 Greek states, the idea being to resist Xerxes at all costs. And as we know, included in this alliance, in this Hellenic League, was Athens. Now, there's no love lost between the Athenians and the Spartans, as we know. And we'd surely expect that the assembly that discussed the Spartan appeal, that's the appeal for help against the Helots, would probably have advised that the Spartan appeal be rejected.